Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
I need you guys to pray for me. I want you to know that I have started an exercise program.
You?
Yes, I have.
Like an organized program.
Well, you
like
know, I want to be in shape. I want to be in shape. I want to be ready for what the Lord has in store. And I want to get, you know, get all just in shape, you know, toned up. I
A-shape.
Well, I'm A-shape now.
Another shape. Either way.
So this what I'm doing. Right. What I'm doing is I actually went around the block several times today.
Really?
Several times. I just got out there and I just went around the block real, real fast. And you're going to be surprised at this.
Wait, question it. Were you walking or were you driving?
Well, you know, I wasn't driving.
Okay.
I was rapid movement, okay? And I was going around real, real fast. And you're going to be surprised that I didn't even break a sweat, not even once. Now, three times around the block.
Wow.
And I was moving. You heard the speed of light. I mean, I not that fast, but I was moving.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And I didn't even break a sweat.
Interesting. How do you do that?
Well, very, very simple. I just took a wood block, put it on the floor in the living room, and ran around it three times real fast. And I ran around the block. And, you know, that's the new fitness program. Give me a break. Give me a break.
Really? Really?
Well, listen.
That's the best you could come up with?
Well, look, right now, you need to pray for me, because right now.
Lord, give him a bigger block. I just asked for a bigger block.
I'm staying with my in-laws right now. You know, our home is being prepared for us, and we're having a great time spending time with them, and it's been really great.
Right.
But, you know, I just fall under this conviction. They are, like, healthy people. They're fit people. I mean, I look at my father-in-law, and I just get convicted. He's 68 years old. And he just did, I don't know if you heard about this, it's called a Spartan race. They have like these obstacle races.
Really?
And I guess they have them all over the country. They have them, I think there's one called Tough Mud or Mudder or something like that. I don't know. You know, as you know, I don't know about these things.
this is obvious.
I don't know about these things, but this is like a 3 mile, I mean.
Who did this?
This is my 68-year-old father-in-law.
Really?
Uh-huh. I mean. Listen, I've got pictures, dude. I've got pictures. I mean, look, he is in the ground, in the dirt.
Where do they do this
at? Oh, wow.
They have them all over the world. We're going to have a website up for you at The Torch, but they have them in Vancouver and Quebec and Toronto and just all over the world and all over the country. And they have thousands of people in this open field.
Mm-hmm.
And they're just, you know, doing these high ropes and low ropes and getting under in the dirt, man.
Oh, my goodness.
I can't believe that.
It's intense. He finished.
How long is it?
Finished.
Isn't it like 10 miles or something?
I think it's 3 miles. I think it's
3 miles? Okay.
It's not like no regular.
I mean,
it's a major, major obstacle course. And I'm like, stop bragging. Stop it. Stop. And then, you know, if that doesn't help you. Yeah, my brother-in-law, you know, and his wife, they're like Mr. and Mrs. Fitness.
Oh,
I mean,
wow.
There is not...
You're feeling really good.
No, I'm not feeling good. I'm not feeling good.
After he told you about the Spartan race, did you tell him that you ran around your block?
Well, actually, I got the block idea. It was in his house. So I said, I like this. This is a workout that I could do. But, you know, they come around, and I'm like, I feel guilty if I eat something. I'm like, guys, what are you... There's not an inch of fat on there. I'm like super, super, super shape. They are in incredible shape. They gathered Pensacola Fit Club.
Wow.
And they have a website, PensacolaFitClub.com, and you can check those guys out, man. But they are intense in their workout. And let me tell you something. They got some results. They haven't quite gotten me there yet. Not yet. Maybe one day I'll visit. I'm afraid to maybe venture into that intensity. But those guys are doing phenomenal.
You know, I think about like what you're saying as far as running a race. Mm-hmm. And that's the type of race that Paul writes about in running a race towards Christ.
Mm.
And because there's obstacles that are going to come against us, and there's obstacles that are going to come to refine us, but it's just like run our race like we're running for a prize. Just like anyone else would prepare for any race, we're called to run a race for Christ.
Yes. I like that race now. That race I'm running good. Right? Yes. But God's grace. By God's grace.
There you go.
But I have to do the other race too.
Right, right. So so you said those city blocks?
No. Wood blocks. Wood blocks.
Wood blocks.
Well, okay. North, they got bigger blocks.
Yes, but I wasn't running up north. I was, you know, on the wood block. But one day, I mean, then he does this thing where, you know, I don't know what you call it, but he jumps up in the middle, I mean, jumps up as high as he can and extends his hands and his legs. I don't know what you call that exercise. It looks like you're
star
flying.
Jumpers.
Oh, my goodness.
Is that right?
Star jumpers.
Wow.
Dude, he's just showing off.
Didn't you used to do that kind of stuff, Steve?
Used to. Yeah. We'll just...
Like a couple months ago?
Isn't there a subject?
Well, let me tell you something. They're getting fit, and I'm soon.
We're praying for
soon.
You.
Yes, thank you.
Give them a bigger block.
Thank you. Yeah, you know, they have lettuce and all this good stuff, and I'll eat a hamburger next time. Said, you want something? They go, no, we don't eat that. Oh, I love these guys. I love them.
It is amazing how this is all working. It's people just like you, friends like you that stand with us and understand, you know, we've got to make a difference in our generation, that stand with us prayerfully and financially, to just partner on a monthly basis, to financially build a foundation that where we can carry this message not only to the nation of America, but to the nations of the world. It's amazing how so many people are being encouraged by a simple gift of a few dollars a month, $25 a month, $50 a month, whatever it is. And you know what? Together, if you're having difficulty in how to present the gospel to this generation, partner with us, and we together at VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program will bring the gospel to this nation and this nation, by God's grace, to the Lord. Go to VFNTV.com and click on giving. VFNTV.com and click on giving. You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio Program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.